ever living God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Good morning, everyone. We give a tithe offering of all the offerings that we have collected for His work done by other churches and other Christian organizations. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your spiritual blessings, and thank you for financial blessing that you bless us with as a token of our thanksgiving. We give you this tithe offering. Please consecrate it and use it. You are in control of everything. You own everything. We believe in that, and to express our faith, we give you this tithe offering. Please use this abundantly. We know that you are going to bless us with overflowing blessings. With thanksgiving in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. We are now back to Japan from the Czech Republic. But last week we heard a big news that Pastor Ryan Harold Bonke went to heaven. He through him, 72 million people were saved. Well, we are sad at this news, but he went into God's glory in heaven. The late Pastor Ryan Harold Bonke did a great work. God used him. You know, one vessel of the Lord after another went to heaven, and the work that they used to do on this earth will be inherited to us, Christians who live in this age. We are going to hold Kokoro Gospel Concert on December 24th. This will start at 7 o'clock in the evening in Zakkoenji. This is a concert, but this has also an evangelistic purpose. Please invite your family members and friends. When a singing team sang praises in Czech Republic, there was a lot of presence of God. The work of the Holy Spirit is going advance. It's going to advance. The work of God and the Holy Spirit is getting stronger. Last Monday to Saturday, we went to the Czech Republic on a team that was a full swing work, a team of a full swing work. Now let's watch a short movie of this outreach.
で、ポーランド語があっという間にできてしまいました。
This is how the Polish translation of the book Prophecy was quickly translated and published. God spoke to us through prophecy that this book would be translated into many languages to be used in many places. And through this book, we have learned that we are able to use prophecy practically. And God spoke to us through prophecy that He would send a team to Israel, but none of us in the church have never been to Israel. But after this prophecy,
a
team was sent to from a church to Israel, consisting of 15 members. And there was another wonderful thing that happened to us at that time. At the fulfillment of this prophecy, we were able to go to Israel. And in Israel, we were able to see Pastor Akimoto and his team from Japan, that who happened to be in Israel at the same time. And after this first team to Israel from a church as a fulfillment of prophecy, every year we send a team to Israel. Through Pastor Akimoto, God spoke to us through prophecy that said, "You are God's vessels. The Lord called us vessels of His." And the prophecy continued to say that the Lord is going to heal your disease completely. But we have been told by our doctor that the disease of my wife would never be cured, but the Lord said He would heal her completely. And we put our hope in that word of God. My wife became sick at the age of 17, up until 30 years old. She was never healed. But since this prophecy came forth, she started to get better and she was healed. I was really moved by the testimony of Pastor Maeda, because my wife has been suffering from the same disease for a long time. And I was really moved to hear that testimony. You never know how I have been so moved. You don't understand how I'm moved. Thank you very much for this testimony. I will forward this testimony to my wife. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. Those who repent of their sins and believe in Jesus, they are forgiven. Their sins are forgiven. And those people, every one of them, is loved by God. Those who believe in Jesus are given forgiveness, grace, and blessings. Why? Because Jesus took our sins and He was punished on our behalf. And we are given eternal life. In other words, we are given all the blessings that are given to our lives because God loves us by believing and by our believing in Jesus. We are now worthy to receive all the blessings from God. Just by believing in Jesus, our sins are forgiven, we are given eternal life, and by our believing in Him, you don't have to worry about the situation and the condition of your heart. Forgiveness and all the wonderful blessings are given to you. You might have sinned, but then why not repent of your sins? Then God will blot out your sins. And if you believe, God will give you special blessings. Not only you are forgiven, but you are made righteous only by believing in Jesus, and you are entitled to blessings that are only given to those who have never sinned. More than 50% of Christians, they believe that they are not worthy. But by believing, you are made righteous, not by your acts or tasks. Of course, acts or tasks are important, but to be made righteous, that's only by believing. You know, when you ask God and when you hope in God, and He will give you the best blessings and best lives for you. We are given eternal life. And God will manifest His great best blessings in our lives. So let's expect a great thing to happen to us for Him to take place, for Him to bring about great things in our lives. One of the important things about this RS to the Czech Republic was joint concert by Japanese, Czech, and Ukrainians. This had an evangelistic purpose. And the leader who coordinated this concert is a leading person in the Czech military to lead the military music band in the Czech army. Four music teams from us appeared in this concert. And people paid a lot of attention to these Japanese music teams. And this man who was the leader who coordinated this concert was he appreciated it, and when one of the teams from us sang "God is Love," that changed the expressions of the audience because it really touched them. I believe that the work of music and place of worship is now becoming really a full swing work of God. There were several pastors who came to this concert or to the holy meetings that we held. Pastor Mikhail was present there too, and he wept a great deal when he heard Pastor Maeda's testimony about healing of Pastor Maeda's wife. And in another holy meeting with the Ukrainian church, Pastor Jacek and his wife came to join us from Poland to give a testimony about prophecy. The Ukrainian pastor also said that he would like to work with us from now on. I believe that through this team, bases were set to continue ministry. And our praise bands who did street live were greatly used too. When Brother Nakamoto, when they sang a quiet song like Hallelujah, composed by Brother Nakamoto, even though the Czech audience, they didn't understand the Japanese lyrics, they were still moved. As some various people from the audience who happened to see the street live actually came to our holy meeting on that night. The power of the Holy Spirit for evangelism is becoming stronger. Now we are going to enter into a real full swing of world mission. Now we have done ministry in Eastern Europe, but this will be done in Western Europe too. Let us prepare. The Lord led me to give a message which was very important. Well, the team members, why in the holy meeting, they were tired, just as you are now. Many of them fell asleep during the holy meeting. But I was asking God how I should speak in the message that I would give to the Czech church. Then the Lord clearly answered me. He instructed me to tell my experiences with God. He also told me that He would send us. He told us to send light. And God also led me to speak the message of the cross. Of course, it doesn't mean that every time I give a message, I speak about the message of the cross, but God still instructs me to focus on the message of the cross from time to time. You know, we had our new name last December, the Light of Eternal Agape. you know, to make light this, to make this light shine. God wanted us to make this shine light. And I was really moved because God gave me His word at the right time. By the way, many Christians all over the world and also in Japan, many Christians, they believe in Jesus legalistically. Well, they accept Jesus into their hearts and they are saved, but they thought that if they had repented more, they would be blessed even more. Another, one important thing is how we are conscious that we are sinners. You know, we are helpless sinners. But many people, they think that they still have hope as sinner. You know, I'm a sinner, but I still have light. Something like that. Then, what will happen? They make efforts. They make a lot of efforts to make themselves shine, to change themselves, to receive blessings from God. But that's a trap by which you drop off from blessings. You need to exercise faith. Why our sins are forgiven? Why do we receive blessings? Because of the cross of Jesus. You know, because we are helpless sinners. We can't do anything on our own. So, by just believing in Jesus, we are saved. That's what the Bible says. Non-Christians, they think they want to be saved. But if they become a Christian, they would have to do many things and they would have to make a lot of efforts. Of course, acts and tasks are important, but to be blessed by God, even though you are a helpless sinner, if you believe, you are able to receive God's blessings. You know, a lot of miracles and signs and wonders are going to happen to us, but please do not be misunderstood. Where God's work is manifested for that person, but it doesn't manifest it to me, for me. Because, looking back, I did that bad thing before. But this is a wrong way of thinking. You know, we are not a sinner to a certain degree, but we are sinners too. We are really helpless sinners. When we have problems in our lives, it's important, we need to be like Jesus. An important thing for us is to believe in promises of God. Because by our believing in His promises, He will do His work and manifest His work. You know, the core of God's love is in the cross. And this is the message of the cross. You know, we want to see a lot of miracles of God. God also wants to show His power and his promises. Have you ever been told by other people that you are helpless? Well, you can answer, yes, I am. Because we are helpless sinners. And from that was our starting point. Then what should we do? But we are surrounded by God's best love for us. We are so loved by God. What we need to do is to believe in that. Because when we believe, we will be blessed. Many people will be blessed through us. David, Moses, when we look at several characters in the Old Testament, we find out that many of them are were helpless. But what the difference between them and us? They believed in God's love. They believed that God would still bless them. God would help them. And He would give them His grace. That's what they have believed. And God wants us to give a message about this. The Lord is leading us to speak this message. And that's going to be the core of our ministry. Well, the 1 Corinthians says we should not boast something other than the cross. Well, God's power is made manifest to those who don't have wisdom. I'm going to pray, dear Heavenly Father. You remember your past failure. You believe that you can't receive blessings from God because of that. The Lord wants you to repent of the sin that you believe that you can't receive blessing of God. The Lord said, believe that you are able to receive His blessings. Believe that. You have a problem, and before you go to sleep, you don't have hope. You are shaken by your problems. There are hope for you in the Word of God. Grasp it. And you need to confess some of those promises. When a right time comes, that Word will start to shine and will be fulfilled. You have expectation on other people, and that's why you don't receive grace from God. Not people, but I have called you many, many times, but you close your ears, open your ears, and stand firm. Then a great light will start to shine in your lives. I'm going to pray for healing. Let's repent. Now, please pray for your healing in your heart. Dear Heavenly Father, pray that you will touch body and mind and heart of everyone. Come touch our bodies where we are sick. And thank you for doing your work of healing. Heal that serious disease and set him or her free. the name of Jesus, I command to the spirit of disease, go away. Go away from our body and mind. I command to our bodies, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. You have a sore teeth, that is the lower side of your mouth. You are healed. You had your gum swallowed, but you are healed. And you have running nose, and you are healed. Your neck and shoulders are healed. In the name of Jesus, I declare God's healing to each one of us. With thanksgiving, I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please stand up. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated.